This is JIS News. Coming up, thousands to benefit from Project Grow Cassava Initiative, mentally ill to benefit from proceeds of National Leadership Prayer Breakfast, and Diaspora Group to host Education Summit in Jamaica. The details after the break. Stay with us.
Jamaica welcomes 2 million visitors, a first in the nation's history. Smoking ban implemented. More benefits for the vulnerable. Increased opportunities for home ownership. 2 IMF tests passed. More resources for the police. Government on a mission. Relive the achievements of 2013, ministry by ministry, right here on this station, January 6 to 16.
Now the news. More than 6,000 persons are expected to gain direct and indirect employment from the Project Grow Cassava initiative, for which a lease agreement was signed Tuesday. The contract, signed between the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries and brewing company Red Stripe for land at Bernard Lodge St. Catherine, will facilitate the multi-million-dollar initiative. Portfolio Minister Roger Clark says the project is consistent with the ministry's focus on import substitution, rural development, and job creation. He says the ministry will be providing an initial 36.2 acres of land to Red Stripe for the implementation of a pilot project.
36 acres might seem small, but what you intend to do is to employ best practices. And you're going to be moving cassava production to the level that farmers can make money out of growing cassava. The spin-offs will be fantastic because the small farmers are going to get on board.
Minister Clark was speaking at the signing ceremony in Kingston Tuesday. The pilot phase of the Project Grow Cassava initiative is targeting 500 acres of land for cultivation over an 18-month period. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has embarked on a process to ensure farmers with the Plant and Garden River Agropark in St. Thomas benefit from best practices in the industry to avoid future crop failure. This follows the loss of the recent onion crop at the facility due to an outbreak of rot disease and poor irrigation. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says the farmers who were operating outside of organized structures are now receiving guidance from experts.
Whatever shortcomings there are, we will overcome them and get moving again. And I intend to work with all the farmers who have an interest in making this concept work, to work with them to the fullest to achieve what we want to achieve.
Minister Clark was speaking at a press briefing recently. The ministry has provided $7.5 million in recovery support for the farmers and is also ensuring they work within an effective management structure. The efforts of the Committee for the Upliftment of the Mentally Ill Kumi are to be strengthened. This, as proceeds from this year's National Leadership Prayer Breakfast, the NLPD, will go towards bolstering the initiatives of the committee, particularly its breakfast program. Secretary of the NLPD, Clyde Edwards, says Kumi was chosen as part of efforts to give more support to mentally challenged individuals.
This committee, headed by a former nurse, takes care of the mentally ill in and around Montego Bay. They've been doing it for many years, and here's what they try and do. They provide about 500 breakfasts a month for the mentally ill.
Mr. Edwards was speaking at the launch of the event in Kingston Tuesday. This year's National Leadership Prayer Breakfast, scheduled for January 16, is being held under the theme Courageous Leadership for Challenging Times. And the Jamaica Diaspora Education Task Force will be hosting an education summit in the island next month. The meeting, being staged in partnership with the Jamaica Teachers Association, seeks to identify ways to immerse the diaspora into all levels of the education system. It will also see educators and representatives from various alumni and diaspora organizations, as well as local educators and stakeholders, gathering to discuss topical issues within the sector. The Education Summit is set to start at the Hilton Hotel in Montego Bay February 18, then move to the Cedar Grove Academy in Portmore St. Catherine February 19, and conclude with a special sitting at the Jamaica Conference Center in Kingston February 20. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is expected to declare the summit open and deliver the keynote address. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.